Hey there, have a great weekend, have a safe weekend, and thanks for listening to the Marlins Rewind. Miami escaped with the last one at New York and then started a series against the American League Central leading Cleveland Indians. Today's Fish Family bonus code as the Marlins take on Cleveland is Harry Doyle, the famous radio voice of the Cleveland Indians in the movies of Major League. On a Friday night, we'll turn it to our famous radio broadcaster, not Harry Doyle, but Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins have played one tight game after another of late, it seems. Tonight, not a whole lot of suspense. Andrew Cashner was his own worst enemy in the first inning. The Indians scored three in the first, one in the second, and they never looked back. They take the first of three here in Cleveland this weekend by the final of 6-2. Carlos Carrasco on the mound for the Indians tonight. Andrew Cashner coming back after missing one start due to a blister on the middle finger of his pitching hand. Carrasco had a nine-pitch duel with D. Gordon to start the ball game, but D. grounded to short. And for Carrasco, that was the start of a 1-2-3 top of the first. There'd be nothing about the bottom of the first, nothing easy about the bottom of the first for Andrew Cashner. He walked leadoff man Carlos Santana. Then on a 3-2 pitch to Jason Kipnis, Santana was in motion. Kipnis tried to check his swing. He clearly went around. They threw down to second base. Santana was safe at second. They asked for the appeal from the third base umpire, Andy Fletcher, who simply was not watching the hitter. And he guessed. And he said, no swing. So they gave Kipnis the walk. It was ball four. There was no disputing the fact he should have been rung up. But the walk sent Kipnis to first. No stolen base for Santana as he moves up to second base on the walk at that point. And so the Indians with back-to-back walks to start the game. When Francisco Lindor singled, the Indians had him loaded against the wild Andrew Cashner, who couldn't rein it in facing Mike Napoli.
And they do. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four. 1-0 Indians. Third walk of the inning. And Cashner has given up a run.
And the bases were still loaded, and there was still nobody out for Jose Ramirez.
Here's the pitch, and here's a ground ball to the left side. Up with it, Echevarria to Gordon, one over to first, and safe at first base, and a run scores. 2-0 Indians.
A productive out for Ramirez, then another productive out from Lonnie Chisenhall.
To get more pitches into the strike zone quickly, here's a ball grounded to first. Up with it at first base. Is Scruggs. He steps on the bag to get the out, but home to score on the contact play is Lindor, and the 3-0 Cleveland lead in the first inning. Two down.
A good diving play at first base by Xavier Scruggs robbed Abraham Almonte of it and finally brought that first inning to a close, but it was a 35-pitch first for Cashner. He allowed three runs on only one hit. There were three walks in the inning, and it was 3-0 Indians after one. In the second, a leadoff double from the rookie center fielder Tyler Naquin. He was sacrificed to third base by the catcher Roberto Perez. Man at third, one down. For the top of the order, Carlos Santana.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a hard line drive at the right fielder Francoeur. Makes the catch. Tagging at third, Naquin. He'll score in spite of a good throw. A double, a sacrifice bunt, a sacrifice fly. And Naquin scores, and it's 4-0 Cleveland.
And Carlos Carrasco got on a roll with that early lead. He struck out three men in the second, got a strikeout in the third, got two more in the fourth, got one in the fifth, and in the bottom of the fifth, already leading 4-0, the Indians put further distance between themselves and the Marlins. A one-out double from Jose Ramirez, then a walk to Lonnie Chisenhall, the sixth walk allowed by Cashner in the game. Two men on with one out for Abraham Almonte.
Here's the 1-0. And this ball is crushed out toward right center. Way back there off the wall near the bullpens. Coming around to score is Ramirez. Behind him, Chisenhall is waved. Head first slide at the plate. Safe. They get two on a double by Almonte. And a 6-0 Cleveland lead in the fifth inning.
Well, Cashner came back to strike out the 8 and 9 men, Naquin and Perez. But that fifth inning would be his final inning. Tonight, five innings of work for Andrew Cashner. Six hits, six runs, all earned. He walked six. He struck out six. He threw one wild pitch, 108 pitches, 59 strikes. He left on the hook for the loss. Carlos Carrasco rolled on, chalked up three more strikeouts in the sixth inning to get to 10 in the ball game. He got Xavier Scruggs leading off the seventh for his 11th K in the game. And he made it through seven with a 6-0 lead. He got the first man in the eighth inning, Ichiro, on a ground ball to second. Ichiro went 0 for 4 tonight. And at that point, Terry Francona decided Carrasco had enough. He was left after 7 1/3 innings of 6-hit shutout ball. He walked one, struck out 11, threw 108 pitches, 76 strikes. Jeff Manship out of the bullpen was greeted by a double from Martin Prado. Prado went 2 for 4 tonight. And after Christian Yelich bounced out to second to cap an 0-4 night for him, JT Realmuto finally put Miami on the scoreboard. Looking to put the NL East away. They can have a good weekend against the Mets. 0-2 pitch. JT gets into one. Long drive deep down the left field line toward the corner and got a home run. Just to the right of the foul pole. He hit it up onto the home run porch here in Cleveland for Realmuto, his eighth of the season. And the Marlins are finally on the scoreboard. The two-run homer makes it a 6-2 game in the eighth. That is as close as the Marlins would get in this ball game, though. On the bright side, out of the bullpen tonight for Miami, Austin Bryce worked two perfect innings, the sixth and the seventh. He's faced 12 batters now over the course of three major league appearances, and he has retired all 12. Nephew Ogando allowed a hit and two walks in the eighth, but was able to escape unscored upon. And when Cody Allen came on to pitch the ninth, he sealed the deal very quickly. Three up and three down facing the bottom third of the Marlins lineup. The Indians wrapped up a 6-2 victory. For Cleveland, six runs, seven hits, no errors, nine men left. For the Marlins, two runs, eight hits, no errors. They strand seven. Carlos Carrasco, 7 1/3, terrific innings. He's the winning pitcher. Six hits, no runs, one walk, 11 Ks. His performance for the Indians, the move of the game tonight, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Carrasco 10-7 with the win. Andrew Cashner, the loser, he falls to 4-11 overall this year. He's 0-4 as a Marlin. He has, without question, been a major disappointment since being acquired right at the trade deadline. No save in this one. Time of the game was 2 hours 49 minutes. Then a crowd of 24,415 sticking around to see fireworks now. But it won't be long before they head home happy after the Indians win this one 6-2. Cleveland's won four in a row now. The Indians are 77-56 with the victory. They match their high water mark for the year, climbing 21 games over 500, and they improve their home record to 43-23, third best in all of baseball. As for the Marlins, it's their sixth loss in the last seven. Miami drops to 68-67, now right at 500 on the road, 35 up and 35 down.
A very happy Jose Day to you as Fernandez tries to go for his 14th win this year. Jose will take the mound to face Cleveland at 7:10 this evening. Kyle Seeloff with pregame at 6:40. Tonight's game is on 610 WIOD if you're in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. That's a little bit different, but again, it's on 610 on your radio dial. Also listen to Dave and Glenn's play-by-play on MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app, and the Miami Marlins Radio Network.